We're joined from Kōrero by Tania Tapsil, Mayor of Rotorua, and still enjoying the mahi. I hope they're at the tuhine. Tēnā koe, hoki mai rā, Tania.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Pai ki te kōrero ki a koe.
Kia ora. Lovely to catch up with you again. You still like being the mayor, sis?
You have days, you honestly have days. But yeah, it depends how you look at it. This is a really exciting time for us to rearrange councils, try and make them more efficient. And for us in Rotorua, also consider potential boundary changes, which we've had iwi alongside us, helping us on the journey.
Tēnā koe. The demand was fairly compressed when 3 months were given to councils almost, almost in a bullyish way, saying, get it sorted in 3 months or we'll do it for you. I thought that was a pretty big ask. And we've got many smaller councils across the country thinking, well, should we team up with the big ones? Should we put an arrangement together? We've got people who are proposing Maunga and Awa references in the sort of geographic makeup of councils. But I see in Rotorua that the council there is backing a significant change to local government structures. Why do you believe the council believe it's the best path forward for Rotorua, Tania? And what's being proposed that you're supportive of?
Yeah, look, and what I want to say is I can actually understand where the government's coming from. And our community can, to an extent, where, you know, we don't want to see our rates increasing. We want to make sure that core services are looked after. The insane part was trying to get us to do this in 3 months. So although they've been quite clear as a government that this 3 months was just to decide who do we want to go with, how can we reduce not only the duplication that we have across different districts, but also how can we work better as a region. It has been a little inhumane to try to do that when we have had so much time to consider how we restructure just our water services. You know, back when it was three waters, now it's local waters done well. And then we sort of got this massive plot twist on, okay, even though you're already on the journey with waters, let's consider everything else you do. So for Rotorua, what that's looked like. And I'm actually quite proud of this because we brought in Te Aroa Iwi chairs right from the start. And we said, look, there's this massive kaupapa going on. We actually have the most treaty settlements in the country in our district, which is why that was really important. So when we think about not only our people, but also our taiao, our environment, what's going to be the impact on that? How do we protect our lakes, our rivers, and all of the above? And so that's been quite awesome because Te Aroa Iwi chairs also helped us with the analysis. So council, we did extensive work. I've been in discussions with all mayors. The hardest thing about this, about everything, is that not everyone's willing, right? And that's okay because not everyone was ready for a major reform. So in the Bay of Plenty region, we've been working really well together. We kind of identified, okay, these are the natural clusters, but then the crunch point was on to try to see what does that mean from a finance perspective? What does that mean from an economic growth perspective? And actually, where do our community identify with if we had to go larger and how can they be represented? So things like Māori wards were a big question. You know, we had a binding referendum. That's now potentially gone. So how do we make sure that we protect and we honour the aspirations existing of our community without any unintentional consequences where we actually end up worse? So it's been hard, it's been rough, but Rotorua is currently looking like we will go on our own in a wider Bay of Plenty region where Tauranga and Western Bay will go together, and in the eastern, Kawerau, Whakatane and Opotiki. Again, wasn't necessarily our choice, but all together, and this is what I'm really proud, the Bay of Plenty region has actually been really forward-thinking and going, we need to protect not ending up in a big, wide region, which is definitely what the government wanted, and making sure that what we land on makes sense. So that's what we're looking like here. It's been challenging, though, and there was this headline that had me saying, bro, why? Honestly, that was just the extent of some of the discussions, as well as some creative words that were coming out in these discussions. So we did also reach out to our neighbouring councils in the Waikato region, South Waikato, which is Tokoro. We wanted to protect them from going to the Waikato. They found a good plan with some Waikato councils, so we were like, cool, catch you up. But then Taupo, They've tried to go alone, and now they've seen, unfortunately, what the consequence of that is. So some other councils in Waikato didn't have the same values and principles as we did in the Bay, and they're saying, we'll take Taupo. And Taupo's going, no, we don't want to go. And so we've left the door open at Oshiroa Taupo. At the moment, it might look like just us. So that's how complex it's been, and that's the result of a short time frame.
Well, I find it absolutely amazing that there should be an expectation of such confirmed mergers in such a short time frame. The ramifications of the decision are quite significant. And while I sense that you're okay to go in and bat as you have, just for Rotorua, I know that they were hoping to get those larger clusters. Now for the Western, Eastern Bay, as you say, Taupo is still undecided. I mean, these are very important issues, and while it sounds good, they don't want the duplication, a back-end office and admin costs, etc. I can understand that. But what you're raising as far as finances, environmental approaches, cultural expectations, treaty obligations, these are very complex issues that just can't be resolved in 3 months. So it was a ridiculous time frame from the start. Do you still feel that you are being squeezed, though, here, and that the demands from Wellington are just a little OTT, Tania?
OTT is probably the case if you look at it in its total reforms that they're trying to push our way. But what I will say, though, and this is quite important, is what we're trying to achieve out of this as councils is let's partner up where it makes sense. And so it doesn't make sense to go to a whole massive region and just merge absolutely everything. But that's why in the Bay of Plenty we're saying, look, these are the natural alignments, but we can still fulfill some of those functions. Now, when you break it down to what that actually means, you know, we might share IT systems, we might all have the same dog control team, it can have teams on the ground in the different sub-regions, but it could potentially be managed across the region. So, you know, what the government's given us the opportunity to do is by the 9th of August, who do we want to go with? The biggest challenge, and I can hear that you're raising that there are risks, and absolutely there are. The biggest challenge is once we say we want to go on the Head Start, you know, we had, you know, take the red pill or the blue pill. It's like, do you want to be in Head Start? If you say yes, you can't come out of that. So then you have to be merged. So there are other councils that have gone, oh, we're not ready. So we're going to take the other option. And instead of going into Head Start, we'll take the government's backstop. The risk on the alternative of not saying yes now and being locked in, having to merge with someone, something, is actually that you will end up in a whole region. The government will decide for you. So, yep, we had 3 months to decide, be the masters of our own destiny. And if we didn't do that, so that was the pressure, if we didn't do that, the government would choose for us. So although some of the councils aren't ready, for us in Otago and the Bay of Plenty, we're saying absolutely, we're the leaders of our community. Our community expects action and the best possible future. So we'll do that, thank you. So that's why we have been pressured into saying yes.
Well, it's not dissimilar to Māori interests being forced to dance to the beat of the governmental drum, which raises the other serious implication here, and that's what if there's a change of government, all of this work for nothing?
That was a really good question. And you know, we've all reached out really early on to the opposition party, the Labour Party, to say, look, what's your perspective on this? It took a little while, so most of us were pretty much halfway through our Head Start proposal, but they're not looking to make any major reversals. And, you know, I kind of agree on that, because from a political perspective, what I see in this country where we feel like there's so much dysfunction is there's been this massive pendulum swing where you've gone all the way to the left. We had the three water reforms, everyone just changed. You know, we had the major health mergers, we had the major tertiary mergers. And as we've seen, unfortunately, that didn't really result in the efficiencies and the better services that were expected. So I see that now that it's gone all the way to the other side and they're trying to say merge, 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 I can see where there is a little bit of reluctance to reverse it. What I will say, though, is the challenging part, not only for councils but also iwi hapu Māori, is the amount and the extent of the reforms and changes. So, you know, you'd hear things like the mana whakahono arohe are being removed, cancelled, voting rights for non-elected members, and we have to consider that as councils in its whole. And so that's why we have closely been working alongside Te Aroha Iwi leaders with it here in Rotorua.
Well, tēnā koe, and you know, you're on a Māori platform here with Wātea, so we always encourage our people to stand our ground. I guess that's a message that you'd be comfortable to send out as well. So, you know, we can't just stand by and tolerate being pushed backwards when we've got such a long way to go to have our treaty rights respected. And so there will be a backlash, can't help but be. From a Māori perspective, Tania, how do you think these reforms are going to affect our people and our hapu engagement in local decision-making? And what opportunities or risks do you see for Māori representation across the wider region?
Yeah, it is a real concern, and it is just absolutely crazy that our communities have had a binding referendum, which is supposed to be binding, and then by merging with other councils, that's not guaranteed. And that only happens, you know, a year ago. And so it's been incredibly difficult. And I think ultimately the consequence of that has been an absolute loss of confidence in the ability of the government to not only honour iwi Māori aspirations, but also the rights that they have in our communities as well. So I do think it's disappointing. I express the concern that our communities have as well. But what I will say to anyone listening is there is a time to fight, and there is also a time for us to come together. And, you know, I absolutely love our Māori Queen. She's talked about unity so much, and this is a time where we really do need to come together and take every opportunity that we have, whether we're happy with it or not. So that's what we're looking at as council. And what I mean by that is don't give up. Don't just say, oh, it's too hard, I can't be bothered with you guys anymore. Make sure that at least you're putting something in, even if that something is we completely disagree, because your voice will always matter. Times will always change. Politicians will always change, and even if we don't get exactly what we want now, we just need to be planting the seeds for the next politicians, for the next generation to come through.
Tēnā koe, thanks so much for joining us on the program, Tania. All the best. I look forward to another conversation soon, and find out where all this is heading. I know you've put a lot of work in, but still, I think, a long way to go for all of our mayors and boroughs and councils in and around the bay, and indeed right across the country. Tania Tapsell, Mayor of Rotorua, with us for a kōrero today. Mauri ore, kia koe te tuinia.
Ngā mihi, kia pai tērā.
Tēnā koe, thanks so much for joining us.